Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, let's holler at Pamela for a few minutes. How are we doing, Pamela?
Hi, I'm good. I was just wondering, could I ask a quick kind of weird question before we get started?
Absolutely. Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. Well, let's say that we do get Derek to say yes and agree to go on the second date with me.
Right.
Will I get to have any input on what we do, or is it all on him? Does he pick out everything we do on his own,
yeah,
or can I make suggestions?
Yeah. Okay, so usually it's the second person, but like I don't see any problem. Like you can get with him and throw out ideas, right?
It could be a collab.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're real loose on this. It's whatever works.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. Because I want to get this thing moving. I'd really love to go see Rumble this weekend, and obviously time is ticking. We're getting kind of close.
Yeah, you're getting real close, all right? Damn. I mean, me too, for that matter. But
yeah, very late in the game.
Yeah, but look, okay.
Yeah, come on. There has to be a way in. I have been a diehard WWE fan since I was a kid, and you know, I feel like for the revealing information I'm about to give you guys, I should probably be awarded tickets regardless.
Oh!
Like, I'll tell you what's going on, but I'm not going to lie. It's really embarrassing.
All right. Like, I'm sure if both of you want to go to see the Royal Rumble, we'd find a way to put you
there. I'd find a way for you to go. I don't know about this guy over here.
Well, look, let's say this. If we can make that happen, will you at least let me know where you're sitting so I can try to put some faces to names while I'm sitting on my couch watching alone on Peacock?
Oh, of course I would.
Yeah, Oh, exactly. That's all I ask. Let's get to business.
Okay, yeah. What's the story with you and Derek? And how long before we get to the good part?
Yes.
Oh, don't worry. It's coming real soon. But I actually met Derek in class. I just decided to go back to school last year. I'm finishing up my degree, which,
nice.
You know, it's great. But at the same time, it does kind of suck.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not like, so much older than everyone else, but still a little awkward. If you know how that is.
Right.
I feel like such an outsider because I'm not up on all the slang and whatever the hell else the kids are saying. So
right.
I feel like I'm just hanging around a bunch of children all the time. Anyways, I did notice that Derek is sort of in that same boat. And we, clicked. We started talking in class one day and decided to get together to study. And then one thing led to another. And eventually he did ask me out. And I was really excited because I had a huge crush on him and I was just glad that it was seemingly working out.
It's funny that you mentioned that feeling so much older and not knowing what kids are talking about. I know my brother has that very same situation.
I think it's common.
Right now.
Yeah.
So,
I love this.
Yeah, you're hot for each other, asks you out, you go out. What happens on the date?
Okay, so the other part about getting a little bit older, and I think you guys will appreciate this because I'm, you know, I listen to the show every day, but I don't know, you get a little kind of lame as you get older.
Hey.
Yes, you do. Yes.
No. I just mean, like, you don't have as much interest in going out and doing things, you know? Like,
yep.
I'm a big homebody, and I also love to just go to other people's houses to have some drinks or fun board games, that sort of thing. So it's all pretty low key for me these days.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
It felt like 100%. Something we were supposed to protest.
Yeah.
I figured you guys could relate. So we decided to make dinner over at his house, which again, that's my idea of a good time. And he started telling me all about this red beans and rice recipe that he got from his mom. And my mom is also Cajun. So I was super pumped about that.
Right.
And we decided to watch the movie, just, you know, see how the night goes, that sort of thing.
You decided to watch some movies? Did you get around to that?
Well, this is where it does get very embarrassing.
Okay.
And it's honestly for different reasons. Like, you always hear about something like this happening, but there's always that one person that thinks it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Like, I guess, I mean, on some horrific level, I guess you could say it's kind of hilarious. Oh, no. But
all right, so what happened? This is stalling. This is stalling is what you're doing.
Okay. So we were eating dinner, and all of a sudden, I just sort of feel my stomach getting kind of jumpy.
Oh, no.
But whatever. I figure it'll pass over. It happens. So I excuse myself to go to the bathroom to go do my business, and I clogged the holy hell out of his toilet.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And do you remember when I said there are people that would find that situation funny? I am not one of those people.
No!
Oh, Lord.
It was horrifying, truly.
I do
not know how. I'm going to be scarred for the rest of my life.
Yes.
That moment is seared into my brain for all eternity.
God, yeah, yes. All right. Yeah, like in real life, like, yeah, so this is what went down. That's bad.
What did you do? Like, did he not have a plunger or anything?
No, he did not have one. So I was thinking, like, I need to act fast.
No.
I haven't been in here that long, so... You know, I could be powdering my nose, putting on some lipstick, or, you know, freshening up my makeup in record time. So
okay.
I close the lid of the toilet, and then I go back to the table.
Right.
And I put an alarm on my phone, and then when it goes, you know, off, I just say it's my sister, and it's an emergency. I got to take this right now.
And I guess that's as good as anything.
The makeup seems like a good thought.
Yeah. And you close the lid right.
Well, if you can't mm-hmm. see it.
So it's
out of sight.
It's hidden.
Yes, exactly. Like out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I panicked a little bit, but I have not heard from him since. And obviously I'm thinking he found it, so
sure.
I'm mortified.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he's realized what's happening. He probably thinks I'm some kind of god. I don't even know. And I'm just so embarrassed. I can't bring myself to text him or call him or try to explain myself. And y'all, it's 2 weeks later
and I
still feel horrible. But he has not reached out either. So I feel like there was some chemistry here. I'm most likely screwed, but I figured, I don't know, you two could help, pardon the pun, fix the show.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Please don't do that again. But that is a good pun. All right. So you haven't even called. Like, so you want us to call him and start the conversation for you. And then you can eventually fess up and then ha ha ha.
Yeah, we'll all have a good laugh about it.
Right.
He'll agree because he's also a diehard wrestling fan.
Maybe.
So off you go to Royal Rumble.
Right. Then you're going to get married and buy a big house with separate bathrooms and a plunger in every damn one of them.
And all be forgiven. Is that about right? Did we cover it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
whatever. Why not? Let's get Derek on the phone. See what we can do. At least no mystery. That's next with Frito and Katie.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie.
For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Pamela knows exactly what happened on her date with Derek.
You know, I honestly...
I don't know if we rehash it.
I don't think I've ever met someone that's happened to in real life. I've heard people talk about it. Say it could happen, that you just...
It's always like a friend of a friend, right? Or you know people, but they're never going to actually cop to it.
No.
Not only did Pamela cop to blowing up Derek's bathroom, she did so on live radio.
On live radio, as, you know, on their first date. And, you know, couldn't do anything about it, so she dropped the lid, and that was it.
Yeah, called it a day.
She dipped.
She fled.
Because that is...
What else would you do?
Go for it.
But now it's been 2 weeks. She thought they had chemistry. She wants to see if we can smooth over the situation somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Promise of Royal Rumble tickets, perhaps.
Okay.
Let's get Derek on the phone, see what we can do. Hey, is this Derek?
Yeah, this is Derek. Who is this?
Derek, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How's it going?
Well, it's early. What's going on?
Right.
It is early. But, Derek, we have something pretty great for you if you're interested. It's an incredible second date package that we give away on our show occasionally. So you'd get to pick anything you'd want to do. Like, you can go anywhere, do anything, whatever. You line it up. We pay for it. The only thing that could be described as a catch is that we get to pick the person you take out on the date.
You pick. That's the definition of catch there. All right, whatever. Okay. I'll play ball. Who are we talking about?
It's Pamela.
All right. I want to cut this off the pass here, man. Look, before we head down that road, this happens.
We all know it happens.
Yes. And this is really, look, man, this is a really simple question we're going to ask you here. Would you be willing to put aside everything you've seen and go out with her again?
Oh, man. Guys, I don't know. I'm assuming you know the story.
Yeah.
We're up to speed, man. Like, we're pretty
don't
well there.
Don't need to go through it again.
Yeah.
Well, then you can understand it's kind of a pretty big magic love killer, right? I mean, who wants to see that? Talk about embarrassing.
Yes. No. Right there with
for
you.
For sure.
Right there with
but
you.
But we did catch up with Pamela, and Derek, gotta say, she's very apologetic.
No. I should have reached out. I mean, I understand why she wouldn't text me after that. I mean, it's just, it's gross. And I have no excuses for that. Not really. I mean, in my defense, I have a really old system. So it happens all the times. I just sometimes forget.
Hang on one second. I think I'm a little confused.
Me too.
Are we talking about the bathroom?
What else? what else will we be talking about?
Right.
I have the worst toilet. I've been meaning to get it looked at. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, a date walked in and discovered I had the most grotesque foul bowel movement of my life. I mean, it was poop soup.
What?
I mean, hazmat. I would have put on a hazmat suit to clean. I mean, a violation of, I don't know, some war Geneva Convention rules. I mean, I was exercising demons in there, apparently.
Derek, you think that was you?
Guys, don't you dare. Let's just move on and put this up.
Is that Pamela?
Yeah. She's been on the phone. She was hoping we could get you to agree to go out with her again, like, after, you know.
After what?
Say, Derek, have you ever listened to Y100?
Yeah, are you familiar with the show?
Like, before we reached out to you today?
Yeah, some of the ladies from work, one lady in particular, talks about you guys, the dating stories. Honestly, I'm more of a rock fan myself, no offense.
Oh, okay. Common answer.
Yeah, none taken.
Yeah, that's fine. Here's what we're going to do. Katie?
Pamela would love to overlook whatever happened in that bathroom, whatever, or whomever is to blame, notwithstanding.
Yeah,
she's on the phone.
Clearly.
What do you say?
Absolutely. Pamela, I am so sorry. Let's do this, okay? I'll call someone today and get the thing looked at, all right?
We have a second date! We have a second date!
We have a second date. And if we could make a quick recommendation.
Yes. Do me a favor, man. Call First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Just have them take a look at whatever the hell is going on in there.
Please.
It'll solve a lot of headaches for all of your guests in the future. All of them. Because no one needs to live like that. But in the meantime, we're thrilled. Hang on the line and we'll get everything set up for you, okay?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.